This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
So credit is simply buying something that you then pay for at a later date through agreed upon terms and under the terms of a contract, usually with interest or additional fees or both. When you have that agreement, like something for a car, you're paying it back over time, that account gets reported to companies like Experian, which are credit bureaus, and those payments then become part of your credit history or your credit report. And that credit report really acts as your financial references. It shows that you manage your debts well, that you pay your bills on time. And so the next time you go in to talk to a lender about buying a car or buying a house or getting a credit card, they can see that credit history and that you manage your debts well, and they'll be able to open an account for you too.
My first experience about credit history and credit score, when we were about to purchase, you know, our cars, which are needed, you know, to be able to go to work. Being an immigrant, of course, like, it was difficult because we don't have credit background history. In the Philippines, we also don't have, I mean, not that I know of, but we don't have a strong credit history record or financial records in the Philippines that, you know, people base, you know, your credit history or lending history. So in the States, getting the car and getting our first apartment, you know, renting the first apartment was our first experience, or my first experience, you know, hearing about how important credit scores are or credit history is.
Credit is extremely important in our U.S. banking system because it measures a person's credit worthiness. So all encompassing, that's, you know, the extent that the U.S. banking system recognizes or classifies that a person is suitable or capable of receiving financial credit. So it's your likeliness to pay back the money that you are borrowing. So within the credit worthiness, your credit score provides that general estimate of what your credit worthiness is based on, you know, your credit report. And that then determines your interest rates for any loan that you would obtain, any money that you were to borrow. So a lot of people don't realize the huge difference. Just, you know, a 0.5% interest rates could be the difference between thousands of dollars. So it's very important that you have, you know, a very good credit score that gives you positive credit worthiness, and in turn will give you a lower credit score, ultimately saving you money, which is your ultimate goal. So it's extremely important that we build good credit and we understand it, but it's a vital part of our U.S. banking system. There are minimal credit scores that need to be met to be members of financial institutions. For specifics, our credit union, you have to have a minimal credit score to have certain credit cards, to obtain certain loans. So it's not just, oh, I have a bad credit score or no credit that I will have a higher interest rate. No, there's a chance that you will not be able to obtain these items. So yes, it's a prerequisite to your financial health.
So there are two things that are going on, and the school analogy is a good one because I use that as well to talk about credit reports and credit scores. So you have a credit report, which is what Experian compiles, and it shows your credit history, the accounts you have and how you're repaying them. As Blair said, it's a reflection of your, what we call propensity to repay or likelihood you'll repay a debt as agreed. So it shows your past credit history. When a lender requests your credit report, they can also request a credit score, or they may calculate their own credit score. A credit score is simply a reflection of the information in the report that is a statistical way to predict risk. So if you think of the credit report as kind of a paper you would do in school, and the credit score is like the grade you get in school, and the teacher is kind of like the bank or the credit union. So they will look at your credit history and they use a credit score to analyze the information from that credit report And that results in typically a three-digit number that ranges from 350 to 850 in most cases, but there are some that are different scales. And that number represents the likelihood that you'll repay a loan or the risk that you won't. So having a good credit history and taking care of your good credit history will result in good credit score. So I always tell people, you focus on taking care of your credit report and the scores will take care of themselves because they just reflect what's in that credit report.
So at first, when we applied to get our car and we don't have a credit background, our company or the agency who petitioned us to the U.S. had to issue a lot of documents to prove that we are able to pay for the car. And we applied with a certain bank. And I guess if I'm not mistaken, to be able to get that car, the bank has to stand as a lien holder for our cars that we purchased. So that was the first part. The second thing that I did was I need to apply for a credit card. I know that it sounds difficult because, like, knowing you don't have a background history or a financial history, you cannot apply for a card. But I think luckily for that time, Discover was offering credit cards for new immigrants. So I grabbed that, and then they have given me initially a credit limit of, I guess, like $800. And from that standpoint, I was using my card every day for purchases, for groceries, for gas, for whatever things that we needed. And then from that point, the credit is building. The credit score is trying to build. And it's not just about the credit cards. It's about your bills. So as we pay our apartment, our utilities, phone bills, your credit score also builds. So as long as you pay them on time or advance, it will take a good effect on your credit score. However, if you pay late or you forgot to pay your bills on time, especially big amounts, and if there will be like really, really big interest, it will really hurt your credit. And you know, it's like grades. So your credit score actually is like a basis of your capacity to purchase items or what have we.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Utilities and things like cell phone payments aren't actually traditionally reported to the credit bureaus. So, but you can have them reported now. And over the last 2 years, Experian actually launched a service called Experian Boost that lets you, if you have utility services, so natural gas or electricity or water, or you have a cell phone bill, or you actually have streaming services, you can go to experian.com/boost and enroll in that service. It's a free service. It's permission-based. And we will capture those positive payments, so that's the good payments that you're making, and add them to your credit report as accounts. And so it's a great way, once you have a credit history established and you just need one or two accounts to start, you can add that, and that will help improve your scores. And what we're seeing is, on average, for people with thin files, which particularly is true for new immigrants, is an increase of about 19 points. So it's a significant start, and it's a good way to get going with that credit history. So you can also have your rent payments reported. So if you search Experian, you can find Experian's rent reporting, and you can work with a third party to have your positive rent payments reported. That is proving to be very powerful in helping people establish a credit report and to build that credit score as well. So encourage people to look into those two options. They're fairly new and actually empower you as an individual to have good information added directly yourself. So
a credit is not an overnight thing. So especially for immigrants, to build credit, it could take anywhere from 3 months to probably a year to establish a solid credit score, credit report. So it's not an overnight thing. It's not a sprint. It's for sure a marathon. So just be patient and go about it that way. But so a person's credit score is made up of five factors. So it's They have payment history, which accounts for 35% of the score. That's, you know, making your payments on time, any late payments. And a very fun fact, not very fun, but one late payment could take 7 years to bring up on your credit score. Now, like he said, Experience Boost is an amazing tool. It's great. However, one late payment can take up to 7 years to repair on your credit score. So payment history is at 35%. The amounts owed makes up about 30%. So it's highly influential. Like it says, it can determine, you know, your mortgages, your auto loans, property loans, credit cards, anything like that. Even accounts and collections, unfortunately. Length of history accounts for 15%. That's not going to be a big booster for you guys just because it takes a while to build that up. So length of history really only gets an A grading once there's at least about 10 or so years obtained of history, but it's quite a small factor. Then new credit is about 10% of the score. And then the types of credit used, which is differentiation, whether you have a mortgage, an auto loan, a signature loan, a credit card, that is that final 10% of your score. So the two things you really want to focus on are making your payments on time, staying current, using like auto pay or bill pay, and then also the amounts owed. So there's a difference between, you know, current debt and available credit. You want to minimize your balances on credit cards and that revolving credit, and don't open new credit cards just to try to increase your available credit. You know, think wisely when you're trying to boost those things, but it's a little bit complex. The whole credit scenario is a little bit difficult, but this is why it's broken down into the areas that you can focus on. And each of these areas usually gets a letter grade, and you can kind of determine that. And that makes up your all comprehensive credit score.
I always like to touch on the amount of what we call utilization rate. So as you start to use credit here, you'll hear that term. And so, you know, what I always tell people is exactly what Blair said. If you pay your bills on time and you keep your credit card balances low, for most people, that's going to result in everything else being good, and your scores will go up. So one of the fastest ways to help credit, if you have a credit account and you have a credit card, is to pay down your credit card balances. That's the utilization rate, your balance to limit ratio. And that's the second most important factor in scores, right behind that payment history. So pay down those, keep the balances low on your credit cards. You don't have to have a huge credit limit as long as you're paying the balances and keeping them low on as compared to the limit you have.
After my discovery, of course, I had to apply for another credit card. I applied for a Delta, you know, Amex. And sometimes it's hard to be approved by American Express, you know, without a good credit score or credit standing. Actually, a lot of credit card companies will offer you credit cards if you have like good scores or like fair scores. They would try to lure you by offering a lot of offers in your mail. But you have to be responsible on, you know, which credit card you will apply to. Like, you also have to check interest rates, annual rates. I this is based on experience. I applied for Amex and then I applied for another bank, which I will not just mention. And then I think I did not really read the entire, you know, agreement for applying for the card, and that it has like a monthly or an annual rate, which is really, really high. But then, you know, as long as I'm using it and I'm paying my bills on time and whatever I borrow, usually I will pay them right away. It has a good effect on my credit. Although you can purchase items that you can pay staggered or like in installment, I still make it to the point that if I have the money, the cash, I will pay them. So that's just my principle in using my credit card. So if I will use the card to purchase an item, I should have the money or the cash available to be able to pay them right away. Because based on my experience also before, if you pay like, you know, the minimum amount, there are interest rates, and interest rates in the U.S., it's crazy sometimes. And you might just notice, but, you know, the interest rates are very, very high, and significantly it will affect your credit scores or your credit history. And I have five, but I will limit just myself for five credit cards. And what I do is I use one for groceries, another one to book flights if I needed to travel somewhere. The rest is for bills, utilities, and if I have to buy, of course, clothes, uniforms, and etc.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.